On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care. What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. I am in studio with Pete Haley. Hello, Pete.
Hey, J.P.
And Rich Tandler's here.
Hello.
How are you?
Terrific.
Tandler thinks he's here to gloat, and I'm just setting the precedent now that you're not here to gloat, sir.
No gloating here today, Rich.
Because, all right, we'll get to that. Fun show. Something to discuss with Scott Campbell's departure and kind of the reaction you see from some fans. And what it means elsewhere in the front office. We're going to break that down. We also have an interview with Rob Carlin, who most of you hopefully know. He's the host of our pre- and post-game Capitals coverage. As I guess all of you know, the Caps are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tandler and I are Caps fans, but not necessarily big hockey fans. And I'm guessing...
As was revealed as we talked to Carlin.
Yeah, dude. It took about 30 seconds before our lack of hockey knowledge was revealed. But, I'm guessing a lot of our listeners are similar to Tandler and I in that we're Caps fans, but like, you know, I can't go five deep on Tampa Bay's roster. So Carlin got us pretty well set up for that. You guys are going to enjoy that interview. Before we get to Kyle Smith and Scott Campbell, before we get to Rob Carlin, let's address the elephant in the room. Shall we, Tandler?
It's getting awkward in here, honestly. There's a lot of tension.
All right. So Pete tried to start a game, and you know what? A lot of people liked it. We got a lot of good reviews on Twitter. Real quick, before we get to any of this, we need more reviews, man, on Apple Podcasts. I think it's kind of stagnated. I need more. It's like becoming my lifeblood is logging on there and reading funny reviews.
Yeah, it's almost like once people saw that they're getting the second podcast party, they're kind of like, oh, our job is done. No, there's a kilt on the line. There are other podcast parties. Yeah, there's Mitch wearing baby New Year stuff, which might be happening.
Well, and I also still haven't announced the podcast party. So
yeah,
I'm not going to make
JP
a new...
could take it away if you guys want.
No, I'm not going to. We're trying to finalize a date. I'm not going to, because Tandler won't let us sleep in his backyard is the problem. We're trying to find another yard to sleep
in. We should set a review marker for that.
How unreasonable of me.
It is unreasonable. We're trying to sleep in your backyard, dude. I work with you every day. I'm not trying to sleep in your house, just your yard. Would your front yard be better?
No, we don't really have a front yard.
All right, well, then we'll sleep in the driveway. So leave some reviews. Podcast is killing it. We know you're listening. Leave some reviews. And for the folks that listen on other devices but Apple Podcasts, I wish I had better news. I don't have an answer. Even the smart people are like tech IT folks don't have an answer. But if you can always like write a review and email it to me if you want. James.Finley at NBCUNI.com.
Tweet your review.
Are we supposed to give out Pete's phone number this show?
And I think that might be next week.
I think we need to do
that. It's coming up soon.
And just let everybody text Pete. All right. The elephant in the room is 20 questions. Pete, put the audio in question in right here. Did this player play during the 2000s, the first decade, 2000 to 2010? Okay, here's the thing. We were playing Redskins 20 questions, which implies that the player was a Redskin. Dude, that's the rule, man.
Implies.
Ugh, this is such junk. And you know it's junk. And you're like, you're getting off on a technicality.
No. Okay, here's the question.
It's honestly insulting how you're acting.
Did this player play in the 2000s?
Did you transcribe it?
And Josh Morgan. No, Pete did, actually.
Oh, yeah. You got Pete transcribing for you now?
Josh Morgan came into the league in 2008. became a Redskin in 2011.
Whatever.
When
man.
when you come in to do our
2012
Fugazi.
Chandler, when you come in to do our podcast, are you coming in to talk about the Bears or the Niners or the Jaguars? No, it's Redskins Talk Podcast. You're here to talk about the Redskins. If
yes
it's Redskins 20
binary
questions,
Chandler, dude.
Redskins 20 questions. We're asking about Redskins players.
It's junk. I wish Mitch was here.
20 questions.
Mitch can
binary,
be the deciding vote.
Binary.
Because you're
by
the only
nature.
One that thinks you're right. Pete and I think it's junk.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I think I'm right because
you always think
I know
you're
I'm right.
Right.
You guys think you're right because you went down the totally wrong path because you didn't listen to your
all
questions.
Right. They, we're moving on.
Thing. Listen to your
BS.
Questions.
After 17 years in the front office, longtime scout and at one point director of college scouting, Scott Campbell will leave the Redskins. Doug Williams informed him that they're not going to pick up his contract. A lot of fans are reacting with a lot more emotion than I expected to this news.
People who probably didn't know who Scott Campbell was.
Right, exactly. There's a natural reaction with anything that happens at Redskin Park that like, oh man, they're messing up. Or like, oh man, Bruce Allen's being a jerk.
Right, like this guy worked for 17 years and they're getting rid of him just like that.
Scott Campbell's a good person, a nice person. I didn't have a heck of a relationship with him, but we knew one another. He gave the media press conference last year before the draft after the team had parted ways with Scott McLuhan. Scott Campbell's a lifetime NFL guy. He's been in the NFL 31 years.
His father was an NFL
His father
coach.
Coached the Falcons,
yeah,
is that right?
Marion Campbell.
But I don't view this as some grave loss, Chandler.
No, look, the writing was very clearly on the wall about a year ago.
Last year.
When he was not even at the press conference where they, you know,
when they announced.
They had a ton of guys.
Let's give everybody the timeline. So all hell broke loose with McLuhan between the Senior Bowl in Mobile, the Combine, and then he was dismissed, fired, whatever word you want to use, on the first day of free agency, March 9th,
mid-March,
I believe,
yeah.
2017. So then they get through the draft. After the draft, and all NFL teams are obligated to do a pre-draft press conference. They had Scott Campbell come out for that. Campbell, at that time, was director of college scouting. A few weeks later, early May, they do a press conference to announce the new and improved Redskins front office. The headline of the new and improved Redskins front office was Doug Williams was the new senior vice president of player personnel. Bruce Allen remained team president. Doug Williams was there. Eric Schaefer got a promotion. His title, I don't remember what his title was, but his title now reads senior vice president of football ops and he's general counsel. The other big promotion in this thing was Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith was promoted to director of college personnel. Kyle Smith was at this press conference. Kyle Smith was made available to the media after this press conference. Scott Campbell wasn't there.
Right.
Scott Campbell's title went from director of college scouting to senior personnel executive. So this all happened a year ago, everybody, where Kyle Smith got the top college job. And that means the top college job is in charge of all the regional scouts, how they scout college players throughout the country.
Yeah, the information kind of funnels into him. And he kind of just because the college scouts, they're not there.
They're not there.
They're not
hardly
there.
Ever.
They live in near where they
live
scout.
They live in Colorado because they're divided up into regions.
Right.
Now, I believe the Skins are in the process of kind of overhauling their scouting where it's not as regional and they just their guys travel where they are assigned to. I don't know. I don't on the record know enough to exactly report that, but it's an interesting transition they're going through with their regional scouts. But this thing happened last year. You know, so for folks to be shocked and alarmed by it now, I think is overthinking it. I wrote a piece about this. I think the Redskins saw what happened with Sean McVay, and they lost McVay probably a year, maybe 2 years earlier than they expected to. And they really didn't have any options because they weren't going to get rid of Jay Gruden. They should not have gotten rid of Jay Gruden.
Right.
But Sean got a head coaching job from the Rams. And you're not going to hold him back and not let him go take that. Right. Like you could hold him back from another OC job or something. But maybe if the Skins 1 year prior had said, hey, Sean, we're going to make you associate head coach, bump you up in pay. We want you to stay through what is likely Kirk's last year, something like that. Maybe he sticks around 1 year, doesn't take the interviews quite yet, wants to grow another year. Who knows? I think the Redskins saw how the McVay situation unfolded and are like, all right, we've got this guy, Kyle Smith. He's similar to Sean in that he's young. He's in his early 30s. He's well-regarded around the NFL. Much like Sean, he's got a Sean's grandfather was a GM of the Niners and the Giants, I think. Kyle's father was GM of the Chargers. Kyle's father's also really good friends with Bruce Allen, which I think is relevant to the story. I think the Redskins don't want to lose Kyle, wanted to give him that promotion, and are setting him up to be a general manager. When they hired Scott McLuhan 3 years ago now, the plan was, hey, we need a football guy to run this side of things. And while things failed tremendously with Scott, Kyle Smith is of the same mold. He's a football guy through and through. He has an untarnished resume, as far as I know, which McLuhan didn't come into the position with.
Without the baggage.
Right. I mean, everybody knew why Scott was available. Kyle isn't going to be available. He's going to be snapped up. And I think this is setting up. Eventually, Bruce will retire. I mean, either retire or leave. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. I don't think it's happening until they deal with a stadium deal gets done. But I think eventually you could see Kyle Smith as a general manager. And then, you know, Chris Cooley suggested this, and I think it makes a ton of sense. Schaefer gets team president.
Yeah.
I mean, just talked for a while.
Right. Well, he's that all makes sense. And I really liked the Sean McVay comparison about letting young, you know, a young rising star get away, you know, instead of
and
saying,
I think McVay killing it year one kind of made it sting a little bit
more. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, figure out how to hold on to these people instead of, you know, saying, oh, well, it's inevitable he's going to be a GM, you know, especially in a place where there isn't a GM.
Right.
You know, it'd be kind of dumb to let the Browns or whoever needs their next GM at some point.
Well, and we've seen seen Redskins personnel guys get plucked. The other thing that you need to address is Doug Williams in all of this. I don't think Doug Williams, in his introductory press conference that we just talked about last May, said he didn't want to be a general manager. Doug likes the process of looking at football players and evaluating players. He doesn't want to deal with contracts. I don't think he wants to deal with agents. You know, he wants to find players.
Right. And he, you know, it, as far as his part in this goes, you know, we don't really know how this past draft, who should really step up and take credit. You know, maybe it was a real team effort. But as far as that goes, you know, I think they did a pretty good job with the draft this year. And he's been around. He was there for McLuhan's draft. He was there, I believe, for the 2014 draft, which turned out pretty well.
Yeah,
in a lesser capacity.
And if anybody's asking, I don't think anything's happening with Santos either. Santos and Kyle are good friends. I that would surprise me.
Right.
Alex does a good job.
The director of pro personnel.
Yeah, so he's scouting the league. Kyle's scouting colleges.
Right.
All right, did we cover that?
That's pretty well covered, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, when Kyle Smith, yeah, and Kyle Smith could be made the general manager. That's not necessarily dependent on Bruce
because
leaving.
Right. Bruce hired a general manager. He hired McLuhan to be the GM.
Right.
It just went really poorly.
Right.
That doesn't, the Kyle thing, naming Kyle GM could happen
next week.
Yeah. Next week, next year, 2 years. I mean, I don't think you let him get into like 2019 without that title, or maybe 2020, certainly, because there's going to be another team that will offer him that title.
Right.
You know, I think that's where we are. All right. Anything else to cover before we go to Carlin? The Carlin interview's fun. Let's go Caps. Pete,
right.
Taylor, anything?
Let's go Caps. Yeah, pretty simple.
RT, we're not going to come back to us, so tell everybody what to do.
Subscribe and review. Let's get JP in that kilt, even though it's probably won't happen until, I don't know, if Kyle Smith's
GM. Yeah.
Bruce Allen leaves first, or if he gets in that kilt first. But anyway, we got to give it the try.
And also, tweet Tandler and tell him that you want him to let me and JP and hopefully Mitch sleep in his backyard. That
Mitch
is just
Mitch
as important
said
as
he
a
gets
review.
To sleep in the Lazy Boy.
No.
Well, if we can't even get in the door, JP. Let's not ask too high. Tandler's Lazy Boy is his most prized possession. It's what he used in the 80s.
Okay. Ooh.
It's not happening.
All right. Here is, I'm going to read something real quick. This is from Jeremiah. He says, Pete's game was so much fun. Please bring it back and stop bullying him. Also, RT messed it up, so it ain't Pete's fault. Please bring the game back.
That is the greatest
bang!
Review I've ever heard.
Oh.
That
bang!
Review is worth 100 reviews.
All right.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jeremiah. We will
Jeremiah,
bring the game back.
It's sold.
I have a guy right. I have a guy ready to go whenever we want to play.
We also need a Taylor's Got Jokes, man. We haven't had one in forever.
All right.
So
next time I'm in the studio,
and we're gonna do another pod tomorrow from rookie camp. Is that right?
Yes, that would be Friday.
Right. So you guys are gonna have two pods in the next 24 hours. So listen your ears off.
Yep.
Quick word from our sponsors, and then Rob Carlin for the first ever Redskins Talk Capitals Eastern Conference Playoffs Preview.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Here he is, our good friend, former Redskins beat reporter, I'll add, Rob Carlin. Carlin anchors all of our Caps coverage, does a hell of a job. Carlin, how are you, dude?
I'm good. Getting ready to head to Tampa for the Eastern Conference Final, baby.
How about that, man? ECF, I'm fired up. Taylor and I have been talking about this. We are both Caps fans, but not necessarily hockey fans, if that's fair. Like,
sure.
Like, I'm never going to sit down on a Thursday night and watch the Blues play the Wild. You know what I mean?
Fair, yeah.
But, like, I watch most Caps games, or at least keep up with, oh, they lost this night, right. They won that night, whatever. Now that we're in the Eastern Conference Finals, Carlin, I was leaning on you. You know, when they play the Pens, just because they play them every damn year, I know who's on Pittsburgh. But I don't know, but beyond like Stamkos, I needed some info to get ready for this series.
Well, you probably also know Kucherov. I mean, he
that's two no's in this studio.
Well,
I pulled up the roster in front of me though, so I could cheat if you want me to. Nikita Kucherov, he's a dude, right winger, yeah. 178 pounds.
And over 100 points.
He's the guy,
the lefty who beat Holtby in the All-Star game, and then like a month later in the regular season with the little fake move where he just lets the puck slide off as he comes in on a breakaway.
Oh, wow.
And kind of, you know, it's kind of an embarrassing moment for Holtby.
The Kucherov scores!
Did he do this on purpose?
He absolutely did it on purpose. There's no doubt about it.
One that Brent Johnson, you know, once asked, like, that's kind of when his game went south. Do you think that got into his head? Like, it was a big moment with the whole hockey world watching, and he kind of got embarrassed by that move.
Oh, no, there's a GIF. I just found it in one quick search. This is not good for our guy.
It's not good. But between Kucher, here's the thing with Tampa Bay. They have a superstar almost everywhere. They've got Kucherov and Stamkos, who combined for almost 200 points, and Stamkos kind of had a down year.
Shit.
Victor Hedman is probably the best left-handed defenseman in hockey, and he'll probably either win the award.
He's
6'6"? Yeah, he's a monster.
He's a monster.
And he's the best like, you'll see him all game, like, literally all game. He's like, does this dude come off the ice ever? He's that good. Like, he might be the best defenseman, all-around defenseman in hockey right now. He's that good. And then their goalie is Andrei Vasilevskiy, who for most of the year was the odds-on favorite to win the Vezina, the best goalie. This kid, Braden Point, is a star, too. Like, he's going to be one of those kids that you'll look back on and be like, God, where did he come from? Yeah, they're really loaded. This is a really good team.
Well, hell, Taylor, that's not what we wanted to hear, right?
But, you know, during the regular season, I believe, you know, which doesn't mean much now, but I believe they have 8 more points than the Caps did. I mean, so they didn't really run away.
They won first in the East, right?
Yeah.
They were probably the best team from the beginning of the season to the end. They did go through a lull. It was one of those sort of caps of the last couple of years. They clinched so early that they just sort of went on cruise control. And then they dipped, and the goalie, you know, kind of his game dipped as well. And I think they just sort of, you know, human nature checked out for a little bit. So the Devils are sort of an up-and-coming young team. They steamrolled them in the first round. And then Boston, who probably has the best top line in all of hockey, wins the first game and then loses four straight because Tampa's that good. So
this sounds daunting.
The Caps have owned them over the years.
There's some good news. They have absolutely dominated them.
Yeah, they have dominated
this
them.
This year as well?
1-1-1 this year. So one win, one loss, one overtime loss. So, you know, look, Tampa's really good. Would it surprise me if the Caps beat them in 6 or 7? It would not. I mean, the Caps are really good too, right?
I mean, they have a couple.
Yeah, a couple. I mean, a lot can depend on Baxter. Is he healthy? You know, that's going to be the thing. If he can't go, I don't know how long he can withstand that. So that's going to be the big thing. But, yeah, I absolutely feel like I have a much better feeling going into this round than I did going against Pittsburgh. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
They thoroughly outplayed Pittsburgh for 6 games.
We'll take that.
And Tom Wilson will be back, right? His suspension ended that last game against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Tom Wilson's back. Burakovsky's probably getting close. He might play. He's going to Tampa. Nicholas Backstrom's going to Tampa. Like, we don't know and probably won't know. There's a little gamesmanship here. But you know, if they get those, Wilson's definitely back. If they get those other two back, yeah, again, I don't look at Tampa. They've got stars all over the ice. But like you said, they didn't run away with this. They, you know, it wasn't like they were that dominant, but they've been really good in the playoffs.
So a couple quick things. One worry I have is that, like, Wisconsin beat that undefeated Kentucky team in the Final Four, right? And it was such a big deal to beat that Kentucky team that they kind of lost to Duke, and that was a close game. Or when the Red Sox finally beat the Yanks in 2004 in the ALCS, they just rolled the Cardinals in the World Series. Like, what effect will finally beating the Pens have on this series, if any at all?
I don't think it will, because someone else asked me about this and said the same thing. They're either going to steamroll or they're going to get, you know, they're going to struggle. And I was like, or somewhere in between. It's probably going to be a 6 or 7 game series again. They're not going to steamroll Tampa. It's not like they're going to go in there and win this series in 4 or 5, I doubt. So I think they really enjoyed it. I think it was a franchise-changing moment. It's why you were on the gallery steps chanting with fans the other night.
It was awesome.
A big moment for the
city. Sure.
Yeah, it looked awesome. But I think this core group understands that all of their legacies are on the line, not just Ovi. And Ovi is obviously the biggest. And by the way, the fact that they beat Pittsburgh by Cousy back-checking the puck off of Crosby to Ovi, who's in the right place defensively, no better way that the Caps could have won that series.
Absolutely.
But I think they all realize, like, if they come up short, if they lose this series, there's a good chance Trotz isn't back. There's a good chance they have to let Carlson walk. And then who knows from there?
Right.
So I think this group understands, like, this is it. We're the last remnants of the Rock the Red. Alzner's gone. Mojo's gone. Mike Green's gone. There could be some more big changes on the way. So I don't think the hangover is going to last. You know, like, for me now at my age, hangovers last 4 days. Like, I'm done for 4 days. I don't think that at this point, even though they're an older team, I think they're going to be able to bounce back quicker than I would.
How can we see you all the time? Before every game on NBC Sports Washington?
I mean, everywhere. We're going to be flooding the market with content. We're on probably Game Day Live on all our social media every game day, morning skate. We'll have our normal pre- and post-game coverage.
We're covering the hell out of this thing.
I mean, we're sending the army. It's me, Alan, Tarek, and Joe B. all in Tampa.
That's awesome.
Locker and Brent Johnson, Johnny, are in studio. And then the pre and the post, I could
hopefully, yeah, I get sent to a bar again. That's all I hope for, really.
Well, I imagine you'll be there anyway. You might as well work.
Carl, and this is how we're going to end this. I have the gif of Kucherov, what he did to Holtby twice. We're going to have Tandler watch it live and get his vocal reaction. Go, Tandler.
Okay.
Whoa.
And then he does it again, dude.
Oh, man. That's like...
That's bad.
That's like in basketball, like, you know, getting dunked on, or you know, just embarrassingly.
No, it's like dribbling through the dude's leg and getting it on the other side and then dunking on him. Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
All right, but to hell with that. We're moving
right
on.
Now. Yeah.
Carlin, anyway, thank you very much, dude. Go Caps.
Thanks, man.
All right, see you guys.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.